few weeks ago, I preached a message on how God has declared war on sin. And the exhortation was not to make peace with your sins, rather declare war on your sins. I guess I stirred up the enemy. Ever since then, there has been a war going on in my mind over things I gained victory over years ago. A whole flood of lustful thoughts, carnal desires, and covetous wants filled my mind. I couldn't believe some of the things Satan was trying to tempt me with. Has this happened to you? If so, fight back through the power of the Spirit. Mortify the deeds of the flesh so that you may live. If you say yes to your lust and give in to the flesh, you will die. Romans 8:13 says, "For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live." Amen. This is as serious as life and death. Through the power of the Spirit, you can say no to your lust. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Titus 2:11 through 12, it says, "And it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly in this present age." Here is what the Lord has shown me. Everything I have ever lusted after later proved to be ugly. It's like running into an old girlfriend that you haven't seen for many years and thinking, "Lord, I'm glad I didn't end up with that." What I once thought was attractive is now ugly, and chances are it was always ugly. I just couldn't see it because I was blinded by sin. If you can say no to your lust, at some point you will see its ugliness, and you will thank God for sparing you.